I don't know about you, but now that it's warming up, my schedule is packed, and having a great story to keep me company really takes the stress out of it. That's why I subscribe to Audible. As a member, you can choose one title to keep every month from their entire catalog, plus the latest bestsellers and new releases. I'm about halfway through The Wolf in the White Van by John Darnielle. It is a gorgeously written thriller with a time travel plot unlike any I've ever come across. I can't wait to hear how it ends, and you can check it out with me. New members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500. That's audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500.
Do you ever wonder where all your money went? Like every single time you look at your bank account? Honestly, it's probably all those subscriptions. I felt that way too, until I got Rocket Money. Rocket Money helped me see all the subscriptions I'm paying for, and it was eye-opening. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, it all adds up so quickly. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year, with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Welcome to the Bravo Clubhouse for the podcast edition of Watch What Happens Live with me, Andy Cohen. She's best known for Without a Trace, and she thinks Camille has more than one face. It's Watch What Happens Live with Kyle Richards and Poppy Montgomery now. Hey, everybody. Welcome to Watch What Happens Live. I am your host, Andy Cohen, live in the Bravo Clubhouse, hoping that unlike tonight's Beverly Hills reunion, no one accuses anyone of being up someone's ass, but only time will tell. Please welcome my guest. Say hi to Real Housewife of Beverly Hills, Kyle Richards. And she is the star of Reef Break on ABC, but she spends her spare time watching the sometimes broken friendships over in Beverly Hills. Welcome, Housewife Superfan Poppy Montgomery. Hey, Poppy. Great to see you. You're legitimately a big fan, yeah?
I'm a huge fan. Very. I'm like original, like the Orange County first season.
Oh, fan. Happy to hear it. Okay, yeah. Well, we have a lot to discuss tonight. At the bar, in honor of the Tokyo Olympics beginning on NBC next year, I have someone whose work dress code is just a Speedo and nothing else compelling. Say hi to Team USA diver and Olympic gold medalist David Bodaya. Hey, David Bodaya. Is that a gold medal and a silver medal around your neck?
We brought the hardware. Yeah. Yeah.
Any chance of me getting to wear that gold medal a little bit?
Of course.
Bring it
Absolutely.
Over.
Absolutely.
Yes. Wow.
It'll weigh you down a little bit.
Oh, my God. I don't mind that. Can I wear your Speedo during the break?
Well.
Okay.
Do you have a bronze one to go with my dress?
I didn't bring that one.
Oh, wow. He has a bronze too. Oh, my God. It's heavy. I love it. You know what? I want a gold medal in shade. Tonight, the ladies went on the defense when their own personal issues came into question. And this clip is the topic of our number one question for you, Kyle. Take a look.
Erica's happy to talk about Lisa Vanderpump all day, but when it comes to Tom defaulting on a $15 million loan, she doesn't say a word.
How about this? Resolved and they apologized.
I guess Kyle isn't going to mention Mauricio scamming someone out of $37 million when she can just talk about Dorit's dog.
My husband did not scam anyone. That causes problems because my husband has never made $36 million on a deal in his life.
Okay.
That's what a property sold for, okay? That's
there's
a misleading
there's
question.
There's a lawsuit relating to a dispute about a property.
Yeah,
and that's it.
The way it was
a
worded is damaging.
Right.
Yes,
and I don't appreciate that.
Okay, so number one question for you, Shanna XO. Kyle saying the way stuff is worded is damaging and she doesn't appreciate it over her husband's lawsuit is laughable. You accused LVP of leaking a story and don't understand why she's so upset.
Well, I mean,
They're two very different subjects. First of all, my husband's a businessman, and most people in business who run a big company, losses can happen, obviously.
Rich people get sued a lot, I will say.
Yeah, and if you're in the public eye also, so that's one thing. And, you know, we talk about things that happen amongst the group, and this is something that happened amongst the group, and it's a pattern that we have seen. So, you know, I think that's apples and oranges. You can't compare the two.
Okay, Brandy Glanville was tweeting up a storm tonight during the reunion.
I love a Brandy tweet.
She said, I am not LVP's arch enemy. That's insanity. Trust and believe it's untrue. I adore Denise. After meeting her at a dinner party for our mutual agent, not to mention 95% of our conversation was not about LVP at all. She seems to be mad at Camille. Dana Wilkie tweeted of 25,000. She said, wow, Kyle Richards and Camille caught this year's reunion. You guys made it look easy, but I know how hard it is, dying with anxiety at the reunion. Hope you guys are tighter for it, and don't forget to let the TV stuff go. Okay, there you go. Before we get to your questions for Kyle and Poppy, here's what three things I'm obsessed with tonight. I like this. I'm obsessed with this. First, on tonight's part two of The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills reunion, I auditioned to be Teddy's next accountability coach, and I probably would have gotten the job if I didn't pick her to be my first client. Take a look.
Teddy, it was striking to me when you sat at the table, I never lie. Weren't you still lying because the others didn't know?
I've definitely learned my lesson in speaking in absolutes.
You were lying. Teddy, you didn't have a dog in the fight. Why were you upset about it?
I wish I would have never brought it up again.
When Erica left, Teddy told Rinna Erica was fake. Camille, does that seem two-faced to you?
Yes.
Was it pretend amnesia, or does she really not
remember? It was pretend amnesia.
So be accountable now and tell me if you think Erica was being fake.
All right. Go to WWHL.TV. I want to know, do you think Teddy took accountability for what she did? Yes or no? Poppy, did she take accountability?
You know, I think she was doing her best to take accountability, but I don't think she just flat out said,
so many times with all of us, though. So
she sent a tweet saying, I know I wasn't forthcoming about the details. I'm not proud of my initial instinct. I didn't live up to my own standards through my actions. That's what's most difficult of all. And you guys think, no, she did not. Well, here's what.
She's
when
an honest
Camille
person.
Accused Teddy of being a little too close to Kyle, Dorit revealed that it also had her Beverly Beach bikini bottoms in a twist. Watch.
Camille, you agreed that their friendship is, quote, creepy. Why do you say that?
I just felt that Teddy was up Kyle's ass, I'm going to be honest.
What it way?
Was, and asking her to be your bridesmaid when you don't hang out outside of the show, isn't each
I
other?
Haven't seen her much this year since you've put yourself into her life.
Oh, it's
so
my fault.
I just wanted to say, you know, you made sure that as soon as Lisa Vanderpump was out that you were right there.
I was close with Kyle prior okay. to anything happening.
It's like you can't even have a conversation with one without the other.
Anytime you want to have a conversation with Kyle, Teddy's there to cut you off.
I have a question. I'm cutting you off.
Okay. But oh God, there you go.
But
there's my point.
All right, head back to WWHL.TV for our next poll. Do you think Teddy is up Kyle's ass? Yes or no? Poppy,
what
do you think?
She's not up my ass. I can help you with the poll. She's
no,
up my ass.
I don't think she's up her ass.
You do not. No. The audience says immediately yes,
70%. No!
Second, during what was probably the most dramatic moment of the night, Camille managed to do a reunion walk-off and a costume change at the same time. This I admire. Watch.
You girls have all talked about each other behind each other's back.
You're not standing up for one thing, Liz.
You girls want me to jump on that hate train.
That's not true.
You do a good job on your own jumping on your own hate train.
And Maria, you're the most phoniest person I've ever met. You're such a fake.
We have yet to have that
conversation. You are such a fake. Don't even go there. Can't I say a nice thing about Lisa Vanderpump without you coming after me?
When you were sitting there at lunch with Camille and she was trash-talking everyone, what was going through your mind?
I was really uncomfortable.
This is truly a setup.
What is a setup?
I'm done.
No,
I'm done.
What are you talking about?
Did
I'm
your
done.
Own
What are you talking on. About?
I'm done.
She's so angry.
Off comes the dress, and on comes another poll. Go to WWHL.TV. Do you think Camille was set up? Yes or no? Poppy Montgomery.
I was so distracted by the dress coming off, I actually don't have an opinion. I'm sorry.
It's not being set up. You know, we're on a show. We're supposed to be talking about how we feel about a certain situation. Obviously, we're going to address things that she said and did. That's not set up.
The audience is going no with this one. All right. Finally, Poppy may have made it as an actress, which many would consider a dream job, but we all know that her dream job involves holding a diamond in one hand and a tossable glass of wine in the other. Poppy, your dream of becoming a Real Housewife is about to come true with A Day in the Wife. Poppy Montgomery, who would be your best friend on the Beverly Hills cast?
Kyle.
Who would be your nemesis from the New York cast?
Oh. I don't want to say this because I like them all, but Ramona has crazy eyes.
Is your housewife fashion more laid back like Denise or super glam like Erica Jane?
No, I'm somewhere in the middle.
Which Dorit iconic hairstyle is more you? Golden crusted flakes or hair clips?
Hair clips.
Who would you trust on the New York cast with your darkest secrets?
Bethany.
Are you the type of housewife who brings out receipts if the situation called for it?
Absolutely.
All right, thank you very much. Now here's what happened. Now that you've dipped your toe into the Bravo waters, it's time to take a dive into the rest of the Bravo drama with Bravo No They Didn't. Poppy, let's start with Beverly Hills. Thoughts on LVP not coming to the reunion? Do you think she should have gone to Face the Ladies, or do you understand why she didn't?
I wish I'd seen you and her get to talk because I love their friendship on the show. So, yes, I do think she should have.
Thoughts on Teddy taking accountability and her involvement in Dog A. Is she trustworthy now?
Sure, yes. I don't know.
Okay, you don't know. Now over to New York. Thoughts on Ramona thinking Luann is still drinking even though she's on probation?
If Luann is still drinking, Luann, I want to go for a drink with you.
Oh, Lord. Thoughts on Luann's new song, Feeling Giovanni?
I'm going to stick with Money Can't Buy You Class.
Okay. Thoughts on Barbara getting caught on her mic saying Lou can't sing?
She can't sing.
Okay.
But she's a good entertainer.
Okay, that's what the ladies say.
Yes.
Thoughts on Sonia's drunken behavior during the Miami trip?
I cannot judge her. I have done that myself.
Thank you very much, Poppy Montgomery. All right. So Kyle got a lot of tweets like this from Lutfilas AL. Ask Kyle about Ken's birthday message from Sunday.
Ken was saying that we're all wanting to talk about, you know, Puppygate because we don't want to talk about what's really going on in our lives. But honestly, I think that Ken, you know, wants to talk about everything that's going on with our husband's lives and everyone else's because he doesn't want to talk about what really happened at the beginning of the season with Lisa and, you know, the dog coming out at Vanderpump Dogs. We're supposed to talk about what happens between the women on the show, in our relationship. Our husbands, our children did not sign up for the show. We did. So that's what we talk about. And we talked about with Lisa what happened on camera. And we're supposed to be honest. That's why we're here.
And also, this question wants to know, what would happen for you and LVP to make things right between you two?
I always have room, you know, to fix things with someone that I have cared about so much. So Lisa's very different like that than I am. But, you know, for me, it would be probably a lunch, a conversation, honestly, and then that would be the first step.
Hillary D texted, Poppy, which ex-housewife from over the years do you miss the most?
Oh, well, I guess it's going to become Lisa.
Oh, man. Oh God, I hate to even think of that.
I know, that is sad.
Kyle, Camille, what was your reaction to Camille saying production made her invite you guys to the wedding? Because then that would mean that they made her be the bridesmaid.
Well, first of all, we all know that that's not true. They can't make you invite anyone to anything. So it was really a slap in the face because we all really do, you know, have the option to, you know, go for invited to something or not. We left our families and it was a slap in the face. And I was, you know, asked to be a bridesmaid. I thought I was touched.
I want some of that dope that Mauricio was smoking. Oh my God. Next week on the final part of the Beverly Hills reunion, the ladies suggest that LVP's lie detector test wouldn't pass its own lie detector test. Here's a sneak peek.
Oh God.
You should know that polygraphs are only about 70% accurate and they are not admissible in court.
They're highly unreliable, but they can be good if you get the right person to do it.
I want to know how she found the lie detector.
My daughter, she had a friend whose family was burglarized, and detectives had the construction workers go down to take a lie detector test. She said, your mom's friend, the lady with the dog, is down here. This was before production filmed it. That was the practice run. Then she later told production, I want to do this.
Why do you think she did a trial run then?
To see if she passed.
Okay, so that's a new one. But by the way, 70% accuracy is good, I would think.
I didn't know those statistics.
Okay, let's go to Nate from Maryland. Hey, Nate, what's your question?
Hello, hey, Andy. Hey, Kyle, you look really good tonight. My question is, so I know you're really, like, you know, good friends with Teddy. You guys are kind of, like, basically butt buddies. But how did you know?
Butt buddies.
How did you know what was going on between Teddy and Lisa Vanderpump and the whole Vanderpump dog fiasco?
Did you know what was going on at the beginning is what he wants to know?
No.
Okay.
Not at all.
Or how did you not know is what he's saying.
She never said anything to me. I went there, and when the dog was brought out and everyone came around, the cameras went, and everybody said, do you recognize this dog? And I was like, what is happening here?
Let's go to Megan from Texas. Hey, Megan, what's your question?
Hi, my question's for Poppy. What's your housewife tagline?
Oh, wow. Okay, this is
pressure.
Good. Pressure. I believe we should all walk in other people's shoes. Unless they're wearing Crocs. No! Wait, that's terrible.
Wow, no, I like it.
I like it. That was good. That was a good first season laugh.
Oh, my
God. Okay, it's game time for 7 seasons. Poppy started the show without a trace about a missing persons unit of the FBI, but her newest case assignment involves the disappearance of one of Beverly Hills' most familiar faces. So let's play Without a Face. Kyle, you'll hold this green screen paddle in front of your face as various Bravo celebrity heads are transplanted on your body, a la Dorit. Poppy, you'll describe each Bravo celebrity if Kyle can ID. 7 in 60 seconds, you both win. Here we go.
Okay, you are married to Harry Hamlin.
Lisa Rinna.
Yep.
Okay.
Oh, you got pushed out of Don't Be Tardy for the party. You used to be friends with Kim, and you're on Atlanta. You're the queen of Atlanta.
Candy. Nene?
Yes. Your husband went to jail before you did, and you're from New Jersey.
Teresa.
Yes.
Before you did. Oh, God, that sounds terrible.
Oh.
The shade is real over here.
No, wait.
What show is she on?
New York.
Okay.
Blonde, very blonde.
Dorinda.
Yes, thank you. Below Decks, you're a female captain.
I don't know Below Deck.
Okay, Skip, Captain Sammy.
Okay. Oh, Skinny Margarita.
Bethany.
Yes. Wow, you look so different.
You're
best
close.
Friends with Vicky.
Camera?
Yes.
Very good. One more. Got it. David. Are you a better diver than Tom Daley?
Results would say so.
All right. Wow. Where do you keep your medals?
These were in my truck like a couple of days ago.
They were in your truck?
And then
hell yeah.
In the playroom the next day.
Yes.
Well, by the way, Poppy did her own stunts there. I want you to know.
Wow.
That was me.
Wow.
Yes.
For real. In fact, not green screen. They told me to slow down. I caught air on the rib. Rescue boat.
Wow.
And I was like, I'm never going to stop because Disney won't let me surf in case my face gets smashed. So
wow.
I took that.
You gotta sneak in a stunt when you can.
I listen.
We do all the time.
Benno Allison wants you, can you give us your best impression of your longtime friend, Bethany Frankel?
Oh my God, Bethany. No, tell me the truth. Tell me what you want to do. Tell me the truth. Are you coming to New York or not? Are you coming or not? Just tell me what's going on. I have plans. I'm going to make plans. Are you coming or not? Just say it.
Poppy. Tanya R. wants to know, Poppy, on a scale of 1 to 10, how do you rate Denise's fashion choices for her rookie season?
A 10, because I think she was true to herself. So I would give a 10
if you're
true to your own style.
Okay.
Yep.
It's time for my mazel of the day. It goes to Prince Harry, who reenacted a chimp greeting with primatologist Dr. Jane Goodall today, where Dr. Jane played the nervous female chimp and Harry patted her on the head to encourage a hug. Okay, I never thought I'd say this, but keep your dirty paws off my man, Jane Goodall. Me and Jane Goodall are always trying to bang the same guys. That old lady needs to stop it. Tonight's Jackal goes to Ramona Singer, who posted a photo on Instagram with the caption, "Every Monday is a chance to start a new fabulous week, despite the fact that today is Tuesday." She later tweaked the caption after fans corrected her. But in Ramona's defense, she tried to warn us.
My mind is not ageless. So ageless anymore.
That's right. Blame it on dementia.
All right. I want to thank Kyle, Poppy, and David for being here. All right. Fun, fun, fun with Kyle and Poppy. Behind the bar, gold medalist David Bodaya. Hey, David. The Tokyo Olympics begin in 1 year on NBC. Are we already counting down to this now? All right. I'm in. David Bodaya, what percentage of divers are gay?
Asking for a friend.
International or national?
Oh. Well, let's do both. Nationally.
15%.
Okay. That's roughly the amount. Okay, now how about internationally?
I'd say it decreases to 10.
Oh, it decreases to 10?
Yeah, but you know, they could just be hiding in the closets.
Right. Know. Okay, yeah. All right, let's go to Tara from Virginia. Hey, Tara, what's your question? Just curious. Making conversation.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/Wondery and use code Wondery for 20% off your first purchase.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hi, everyone. My question for Kyle is, Kyle, did you realize how much your lunch at Villa Rosa in the finale resembled a lunch at Villa Rosa with the table settings and the flowers?
At my house?
Yes.
No? I mean, there are only a certain amount of roses made. No, we don't have the same tablecloth, and a flower is a flower. I don't know what to tell you.
All right, let's go to Betsy from Arizona. Hey, Betsy.
Hey, Andy. Hi, ladies. My question's for Poppy, and I was just wondering, which housewife husband would you like to spend one night only with?
Oh. All right, I want to start by saying my husband's actually sitting in the audience, so block your ears, baby. Are there any dead husbands that I can refer to? Because that way he won't get angry.
No, there's not. No. That was no. No?
Denise's husband.
Oh, Aaron. Okay, Denise's husband.
She
Aaron.
Has spoken at length about his attributes.
Yes.
Baby, I'm in love with you wherever you are in the
audience. All right.
So I would go with that.
Okay, they're very good.
She'd be a good housewife because she answered that.
Yes, exactly.
I would have been like, nobody. I'm
right.
Just
let's go to Mary from Charlotte. Hey, Mary, what's your question?
Hey, my question's for Kyle.
Okay.
How would you feel if Kathy was on the show?
Your sister Kathy?
Yeah, there's been a lot of talk about my sister Kathy.
Yes,
on
I
show.
Had dinner at a table next to her at Mr. Chow. My friend Bruce took a picture of us, posted it, and said, sign the contract, and then it was on the Daily Mail about
it. Exactly. I've been asked about my sister Kathy being on the show for many, many years, and I know the audience thinks it would be a lot of fun. I think she'd be really funny. I don't know, but I don't know if she would do it, and it's actually just a rumor. So we'll just have to fantasize about it until then.
Megan from Virginia. Hey, Megan, what's your question?
Hey, is this Andy?
Yeah.
I feel so privileged. By the way, you look excellent in plaid, and that gold is very suiting for you. I'm sorry you had to give it back.
Thank you.
For Kyle.
Sorry. Oh, the gold medal. Yeah, I know. Well, he might give it to me.
is the cat's pajamas, and I hope that dress is from her store. And if it's not, Kyle, you are always stunning. My question is for Poppy.
Okay.
And
thank you.
It's about Kyle. Okay. Hi, Poppy. You look amazing, by the way. Your boobs are awesome.
Oh, my God. Thank you.
Yeah. No,
thank you. Thank you.
They look great. But my question is, if you were Kyle, would you still be friends with Camille?
Oh, wow. Listen, I don't know the history, but based on what I saw at the reunion, I wouldn't be friends with anyone who took their dress off on camera just because they were so pissed off. It was just like zoop, zoop. I was like, whoa, wait, what's going on?
It was pretty good. Let's go to Jeff from Massachusetts. Hey, Jeff, what's your question?
Hey, Andy, how you doing?
Great, how are you?
Good, good. My question is for both ladies. If they could replace Lisa with any housewife from any franchise, who would it be?
Oh, that's interesting.
Well, there's no replacing Lisa.
Yes.
But, I mean, I would have to pick, you know, Bethany or Nene because I'm friends with them and it'd be fun to have them in LA with me.
Yeah.
Who was the Playboy bunny from season one on the OC?
My God, Gina Keogh.
Yes! Bring her back!
You are a super fan.
I was
all right, let's go to Alicia from Boston. Hey, Alicia, what's your question?
Hi, Andy, Kyle. I love you both. My question is for Poppy. I was wondering if she was ever interested in a reboot for Unforgettable.
Oh, my gosh. No. I'm so, no. No, you know why? Because I'm so into Reef Break right now. I'm playing a surfer, and Unforgettable had its moment, and I don't think we would reboot that. Without a trace, maybe, because it was a great cast, but that was an intense shoot for me, that particular 5 years.
Wow.
And I had to remember everything, which is impossible for me. I have 5 children. I can't remember anything.
Wow, really?
Yeah. Yeah.
What is the age span?
16 down to 4.
Wow.
Yeah. It's a big...
Where do you live, L.A.?
Pacific Palisades.
Nice. Yeah.
And Australia, and New York, and Seattle.
Oh,
yeah.
Fantastic.
We're all over.
I want to be Poppy. I want to thank Poppy, Kyle, and David for more. Click on BravoTV.com. Thanks, everybody.
Thanks for listening to the podcast, everybody. Hope you enjoyed the show. Remember, new episodes go live Monday through Friday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time. Make sure you're subscribed. Have a great rest of your night.
Business can mean a lot of things. For some, it's earning reports, the top MBA program, investments, but business isn't everything we do. Side hustles that explode into the next billion-dollar company.
I need to create my own product that I control what the marketing is for.
Unconventional ideas that change the world we live in.
AI is everywhere, with venture capital pouring in.
From Elon Musk,
he took a massive axe and swung it through Twitter's workforce.
To Taylor Swift,
she is unstoppable as her Eras Tour stimulated local economy.
Your favorite coffee shop down the street to the vacation house you rented last weekend. Whatever business means to you, Wondery is the destination for business podcasts. Listen to top business shows like How I Built This, Business Wars, The Best One Yet, Business Movers, and many more. Everything from top daily news.
There was more ranch dressing sold last year than ketchup and barbecue sauce.
We're buying the dip, literally.
To deep dives on the biggest successes and failures of our time.
20,000 people lost their jobs.
Wondery means business.
Murder on My Mind, a new podcast available exclusively on Wondery Plus, explores the circumstances leading up to the murder of two young men and the mistrials of the man accused of killing them. Up-and-coming rapper YNW Melly gained notoriety in the hip-hop world for his shocking lyrics and criminal exploits. When two of his best friends were gunned down in a drive-by shooting, investigators suspected the young rapper staged the scene. But after not one, but two trials that ended in hung juries and new evidence that may place YNW Melly at the scene of the crime, his trial has been paused indefinitely. With countless twists and turns, Law and Crime covers all angles of the case and begs the question, is this young artist the victim of a witch hunt or a silver-tongued devil who's evil to the core? Listen to Murder on My Mind exclusively and ad-free on Wondery Plus. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.